Blog Talk Radio.
M6 Community First. Real topics, real conversations, and solutions with real people. Come get some of M6 Radio.
Hey, Sixers, we are back with our show, Hour Long, tonight. If you are online, I see some people already jumped on me. If you are online, our website is up, m6radio.com. I surely miss you too, Susan. If you want to dial in, Susan, it's 929-477-3291. Let me hop right in. It's not much has changed since the Rodney King beating. We're in 2017, and Black people are in the fight of our life to save our people from police brutality. One of the things that we see, and the only reason that we see so much of it, is because we now have technology and everything is mainstream. No one seems to want to address the elephant in the room, so tonight me and Pat is going to do just that. We're going to talk Black. So, Pat, as I was telling you earlier, that I had this show was probably one of the hardest shows for me to get people involved in. I have talked to so many of my friends, sorority sisters, husbands, brothers, police officers that just didn't confirm that they would be on the show, was interested in the show, but I guess to protect the badge or to protect themselves, they didn't confirm that they would be on the show. So hopefully we'll have some anonymous police officers call in. Again, we are in the fight of our life. This is 2017. And then let's go back. I know many of you probably remember Rodney King beating. Did you remember that, right, Pat? It was like, what? I want to say 93, 94. And the only thing that, oh yeah, it's very significant. And the reason I bring up Rodney King, because it was the first time we saw it on live dash cam. That's what made it go public, right? And we are here today, same situation, different year. So what has changed? What do you think has changed, Pat?
What I think has changed is the level of awareness has changed. But I think the guidelines, the parameters, I think that the do's and don'ts have changed. In other words, I think that there's no line for them any longer. You know, whatever they do, they find a way to condone it. They find a way to make it okay. They find a way to dismiss it. You know, matter regardless of what it looks like to everybody else in the world, regardless of how it looks to, when I say everybody else. Which is another reason why I feel like a lot of officers want to come out, you know, but they are the ones that really have to worry about being crossed, double-crossed by one or two others that, you know, got a upper hand on them. Out on a call, you know, we already know you oppose us, so what are we going to do? We're going to try to make it hard on you. I understand that. Officers can't speak out like they want to all the time. I understand that. But at the same time, I think the fact that They're doing whatever they want, and there's no penalty. That's what I think has changed. You know, it was no penalty in 93, 94, 95. They done threw us a few bones here and there. Every now and then they'll find somebody guilty and you know, try to quiet the people. But the fact that you can see something now and you can interpret that, anybody can interpret it and come up with the same, you know, interpretation. But at the end of the day, you get a whole nother response, a whole nother answer. And even officers are probably tired and sitting down and watching some of the transgressions that are happening. You know, officers are human too. They are officers for the hours that they had their uniforms on. But when they leave their force, they got to go home and be around their families and their peoples. And, you know, especially if they're Black, now they got to go home to their families and possibly a son or a brother who dealing with the same things out there in the streets, but he's not an officer, so he may be getting a different approach. So now they have to go back and deal with this, and a lot of them probably want to speak out, but it's just easier for them to get killed than it is for us to get killed. You know, it was killed in the line of fire. If they plant a gun on me or you, what you think they'll do about an officer that's going to impede and stand in their way? So a lot of officers may not speak out about that, but It's to the fact now where it's like they are not being held accountable. So if you continue to let me do this, I'm going to continue to do it. I'm going to go a little
right, further. Right, because who's going to stop me?
Right. I mean, who would say I'm wrong? Mm-hmm. I have all the justification, and we've seen it over time. You know, not just Rodney King. We've seen it before Rodney King getting out on camera.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard it. You know, people have been saying this stuff for the longest, and I feel this way I feel because I've been in the streets for so long. So stuff that I may have seen and I was saying I saw, not only me but other guys that was in the streets, when we go to jail or when we get confronted, we tell our story. Nobody don't believe us but mom. You know, mama the only person
mm-hmm.
that believes us. Nobody else believes us. But now if you think about it, all the wrong that you're seeing, you go back and you think about one particular case that may stick in your head, or just think about all the guys who have gone through this, and all of them were screaming the same thing. Like I said, I think I said a couple weeks ago, everybody's going to say their baby ain't never hurt nobody. But everybody's not lying.
Right.
We're seeing all kind of corruption. They planting stuff. It's being seen. I'm broadcasting it every day. All day
mm-hmm.
I've seen this stuff is coming to me. It's gotten that bad until I have an alert that comes directly to my phone, so I don't even search anymore. But every time you turn around, it's another display, another disrespectful display to let you know that nothing has changed. You still have a place,
what?
According to us. We still have the juice. We can do what we want to do, and we'll take our chances with the jury. And they always win.
Mm-hmm. And they always win. And let me put this in perspective. According to the Blaze, last year, 1,146 people was killed by the police, and they were black. With that being said, out of that 1,146 people, more than half of them were unarmed black people, period, whether it was woman, man, or children at this point, because I just got an alert for a child was playing, just an innocent child playing in the street, and the police officer jumped on the child. And for me, and my standpoint, and what I'm looking at, this is the modern-day KKK. And they're taking havoc on our people. And basically, they are no longer in Mississippi or just Alabama. They are nationwide now. And they're just killing us off like wildfire.
And everybody.
But
not
here's
just
the thing.
Bad guys.
Oh, no. Everybody. We've seen video like hands down. I don't have anything. My hands are up. And just like they tase disabled kid in the middle of the street, and his teacher is trying to tell him this child is he's not functioning like a normal child. Guess what? They shot him anyway.
Yeah.
They shot him anyway. And the sad part is when they do something like that, the police officers, and let me make sure we say this, there's a lot of good officers out there. Those are the stories that we really don't see it as often. It's a lot of good officers out there, but I'm going to tell you, it's more bad ones, it seems like, today being broadcast than it is the good ones. But stuff like that, when they shooting these us, let me rephrase us, they go on death duty. They don't get fired. And when we go on the trial, we already up against a jury that's either all white jury or who have the mind frame that we should not be here. We've just heard a judge not long ago say, hey, we should all go back to Africa. This is a judge who tried people every day. Now imagine how many people have the way he feel, how many of us he just say, you know what, he goes 68 years on something petty to keep us incarcerated. Again, it's good officers out there, but the majority right now, for what we see on mainstream, it's all bad. In fact, a white lady, and this is where I come with the media, play a vital role in this. A white lady called because she heard somebody, she has a house, and on the backside of the house is an alley, and she heard a lady being attacked. So she called the police. Now, two police officers responded. I think the one in the driver's seat was a white guy, and the one in the passenger, I think he was the first.
Right.
I don't know if he's Indian. I can't remember what he is. But anyway.
No, he's from Africa.
I can't remember.
From Uganda or somewhere like that. He's from a part of Africa.
He's from somewhere. Anyway, he's been on the force
Somalia.
2 years, and she's
Somalia.
Talking to him. He's from where?
Somalia.
Somalia, yes. And she's talking to them, explaining to them, like, you know, normal people probably would. I called you because X, Y, Z. He pulls out his gun. This lady is unarmed, probably in the pajamas, and he shoots her cold blood.
Yeah, shot her in the chest.
They put him on death duty.
Yeah.
There's no value of life.
He was already in trouble, under scrutiny prior to that. And he was the first, I think he was the first Somalian officer, the first black officer, the first Somalian officer. And
mm-hmm.
he was already under, like I said, he was already in trouble for something else. But, you know, that's just one of the cases that we see. Why are we everybody seeing it? Because it's a black officer shooting a white lady. They're not really making that fuss yet. I mention that because
in the media, right?
Yeah.
They fix it all up. Oh, the person he shot, she was this. They had it also sunshine and wrapped and packaged tied with a bow. But when it's us, we're thugs. Let's go and find his history. Let's dog him out in this process to make him look very bad. But because it was a white woman, dang day, she was just just this beautiful soul who had everything together. But when we're getting shot, oh, he has a long history. They make it like you're deserving to get shot.
They paint that picture like that's going to be justification. It was a matter of time, you know, which is, all of it I think all of it is ridiculous, regardless of who it's aimed at. I still feel like we're at a time, we're at a place to where we've seen enough to understand that it's no longer just that they're killing black men. They're killing any and everybody. But they're killing us faster and more. They're killing us on a regular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If they're not killing us, they're wronging us. But the fact that it does cross over, it happens to others, that makes them want to join the fight. But at the same time, there's too much going on, period, with corruption, with crooked cops, with overzealous cops. I mean, you have it to the point now where you can't even say anything to them. You can't even ask the cop, what are you doing? You can't confront. They don't want you to video. And everybody know that video when it's not illegal. Everybody know that you can video. That's why they call it cop watching. But you're to the point now where I'm in something, and I know for a fact my mama is going to speak on it. But you telling my mama, in other words, you don't have to tell her anything. I mean, where are you supposed to want to tell her something to keep her calm, to make her understand, well, why I got your son and what's going on with this kid? She's not telling you to set me free. She's just asking you, where are you taking my son? What has he done? Your position is, I don't have to tell you anything. I saw one tell the mom, I'm looking for a reason to release your son, but you're not cooperating. In other words, you're not acting right, or I don't like your tone, therefore I'm not going to release him. We see it too often where it's things that are escalated, and it's not because of us. It's because of the overzealous officer that arrived on the scene with malice in his heart. He came on that scene to put down. He came on that scene to make his presence felt. He came to rule with an iron fist. He didn't come to compromise or try to see what's really going on.
Oh, no, absolutely not. He came with one thing in mind.
Somebody's that's what he came to do. And we have too much of that. And I feel like sometimes, somewhere, it's gonna come to a head where it's gonna require confrontation. Not necessarily physical confrontation, but it's gonna require the masses. It's gonna require a whole lot of people at the same time, at the same place, saying the exact same things in order to get something done, to get some kind of attention. Whether it's community control by having certain officers in certain areas, I don't know what needs to be done, but what I do know is every day you look on the news, I see a different law-abiding citizen wronged. I see a different mom that I know hasn't done any wrong in her life, fighting for her life and fighting for her child's life because this overzealous officer feels like he don't have to tell her where he's taking her 9-year-old son. You know, and it's out of control. I don't know if it's the ship commanders telling them the wrong thing in the morning time, if it's the training, or if they have that it's built in. I don't know if they're supposed to be the ones that are top of the class, the better judgment, the ones that are the better, you know, the better crop, pick of the crimp or the crop are supposed to be protecting and serving us. But every time you turn around, that's not who you got protecting and serving us.
No, they're killing us all.
And you justified it. That's the thing. You justify any and everything they do, regardless of what we see. America has his hands in the air, both hands in the air. He can be
both hands
and get shot 25 times, and you would say he put his hands up too late. You'll find some kind of way to justify that. And then you forget that it's somebody on the other end of this. You know, the way you handle it is like, it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter. Whatever you saw, whatever you thought you saw, we saw it, but it doesn't matter. We all interpret the same thing. We see the same things. The officers see the same things. The ones that wanted to quit, the ones that feel burden, and the ones that feel pressure, now they have to sit at a red light or sit at night and have to watch their back for something another officer did somewhere else. Why? They don't never know when somebody's going to snap. They don't never know when somebody's going to retaliate. If I was an officer, they would have been killed me on the force or ran me off. Because I'm not going to have you. I'm not going to get into nothing for something you did.
Also, we have officers that are in inside, Pat. We have officers that are in the inside who, like one lady from Louisiana, she said it was they were dead wrong. Guess what? They fired her.
Well, you know they're going to do
that. And she was also, she got fired because she said that just was not right and she just didn't understand why did they have to shoot. And they fired her. She spoke against it and they fired her.
As old as this may sound, you know, I think what it's going to take, for instance, she knows she was wrong. There's no question about it. They know she was wrong. And then they turn around and fire her for speaking on it. So in this event, what she needs...
No, she wasn't the one she wasn't the one that pulled the trigger. She was with the officer. They responded and they start shooting. And she's like, it was not called for her to start shooting. She don't understand.
Right.
So she spoke out against it. Right.
So what needs to happen? What I think needs to happen? Whatever city she was in, I think the people needed to get behind her. You know, that's why all I think about now is, you know, you hear it. I even posted about it earlier this week. I had an incident, and I've seen it before, where the police had me, and the police was really ready to jump on me and do me bodily harm. They really were. But when the crowd came, and they saw that they couldn't put their hands on me and do what they wanted to do, They got on. They took their business somewhere else and went on about their business.
Right.
I've seen it more than one time. But had it have just been me and maybe one or two onlookers, they do what they want to do to me and take me and do whatever they want to do again. Why? Who am I going to complain to? The police? Who am I appealing to? The police? His boss? His boss is boss? There has to be some accountability. Somebody has to be held accountable for some of the actions that they're taking. Just like we're held accountable. But whatever we do, they need to be held accountable for whatever they do. If you're a crooked cop, it's time to either straighten up or it's time to move on because it's getting eyes unlike ever before. You know, it's getting attention.
Well,
it's
our speaker is on the line. I want to make sure we get with our speaker. Is Most Def Williams, and he do a lot of speaking. And he says whatever comes to his mind, and I love that about him because at the end of the day, we need people who are not scared to speak on different subjects that are affecting our black family. Is this Most Def on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
All right.
We fine. So we jump headfirst into this thing. We've talked about Willie Bird back in 1994, I believe it was, with Rodney King, what has changed. Here we are in 2017. We've had Michael Brown and so many others. And if you was listening to the show earlier, I said that this was one of the hardest shows for me because I invited so many police officers, and nobody would confirm to speak out. I guess kind of in fear for their job. And so I wanted to definitely get your take on this whole thing here.
Well, first, I just want to say good evening to everybody, to the brother on the line, to yourself.
Hi, brother.
How you doing?
I
kind of think that we're looking at things from a wrong perspective. We're looking at things from how to fix a system that's broken, a system that really doesn't include us in the first place. So instead of us trying to police the police, what we need to do first is we need to learn the law. because the law has changed. Mm-hmm. We're no longer under maritime law. We're now under admiralty law, which is the law of the sea. We used to be under the law of the land. So a lot of our constitutional rights that used to be enforced under maritime law is no longer applicable to the admiralty law. That's number one. Number two, we need to stop trying to go through the system and expecting, you know, a different result. What we need to do as a community, we need to begin policing ourselves. We need to, within our own communities, set up commissions that deal with crime and deal with the different things that go on in the black community. We need to try to establish our own police force, if you will, or if you want to, you know, call it another name, if you want to call it like a night watch or something of that nature. But we definitely mm-hmm. need to stop looking to that system and expecting that system to treat us differently, because it's not. No matter what, no matter how much we march, no matter how much we boycott, no matter what we do, that system is not going to change, because that system is set up for the people in power to stay in power. So the main thing we need to do to take control of what happens to us is to form our own system of dealing with the different things that go on in our community. Stop mm-hmm. running to them and expecting them to come in and treat us fairly, because that's not going to happen. The minute we run to them, we're giving them a reason to come into our communities and do whatever they want to do to us, by just, mm-hmm. just by going to them. So if we were to begin to, within ourselves, form our own commission of handling the different crimes that go on in our community, and we were to establish a code of conduct for ourselves, and of course, if you violate that code of conduct, then there are certain repercussions that go along with that, and we need to establish our own system, because until we do that, we're going to always be at their mercy. Because at the mm-hmm. end of the day, if you get pulled over and you have to deal with them, you're at their mercy. I listened to a show called the Zoe Williams Morning Show, and there's a gentleman on there who's coming up with this app called the Cop Stop app. And basically what the app does is whenever you get pulled over, you basically click on the app, and the app, they talk to the police. Like a operator comes online, and they deal with the police. You don't talk. You don't say anything. They deal specifically with the police. They have your location. And basically it's a third party that is in between the civilian and the police officer. So I think that app is going to be a big deal for us as something that can be done right now. But for a long-term mm-hmm. standpoint, we need to be looking to form our own system of operation that deals with us. Because until we do that, I mean, the reality is, it's their system. They're going to deal right. with us in the manner right. they see fit. You know what I'm saying? So
in a place where we can band together as people to get that done? Because what I see and have seen is that we'll march and that'll die down. Nothing. We don't get together and kind of stick things through.
No, we don't. Because
we have these big rallies, and that's it.
Well, that's because every time you turn around, there's another thing. So we never get time to stand on one thing and deal with that.
Right.
Because
right.
when that happens
right.
on Tuesday, come Wednesday, something else happens.
Our focus
gets shifted to that. And then come Thursday, mm-hmm. something else happens. So we're mm-hmm. our focus is always being drawn to something else, because something else is always happening. What we need to learn to do as a people, which will take some time, we need to learn to be more logic-based versus emotional-based. Because our mm-hmm. emotions is what allows our attention to be diverted left and right every time something happens. But if we were to react from a logical standpoint, we would be able to stay within one thing and deal with that, come up with a solution, execute that solution, get that set up, and then go to the next thing. But because we're mm-hmm. because we react as a people so emotionally, it's easy to just stick a pin in us, and you know, as soon as we feel that one little test of pain, okay, you got our attention, because we keep
right.
reacting from an emotional standpoint. I mean, the reality.
And I think
is,
and I think
is,
and,
is,
and, No, I was going to say, I think we have so much money in our own community that we don't even recognize that we can be doing these things.
Well, I mean, you see the biggest thing is they've done a very good job of getting into our minds and dictating the way we see success, the way we see ourselves. So it's going to take most of the change that we want to see. It's going to take a couple of generations. It's not something that we're going to be able to successfully do overnight. I mean, there are small things we can do in the here and now, but most of the things we do, we have to start building on them because they're going to affect the long term. We may never see the effects of them. The reality is our mindset as a people is not even in the place to where when you look at another black person, you don't automatically see your brother. They've got us so conditioned that even when you look at another black person, you're on your defensive already. So you don't even see another black person as your ally. You already see him as your enemy the minute you see another black person. Because they have conditioned us so much through the media by showing us so much crime done by our hands that even we look at each other from a negative space without even knowing each other, without even speaking. You walking out of store, somebody's walking in the store, you know, you might feel a little bit of anxiety because it's another black person because you don't really know what their intentions are. That's conditioned within us. So that's the first thing we have to deal with is how we look at each other. Because if we don't, if we look at each other from a negative perspective, it's going to be very hard for us to come together in any long-term or short-term situation.
Okay. And then my final question, I'm pretty sure Pat probably has some questions, but I keep hearing this Black Lives Matter and that the group have a hidden agenda. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, anything, and this is my personal opinion. This is just based in my personal opinion. Anything that I see that is pushed out into the public eye, I'm always leery of it because I know we don't control the media, and the people that do control the media, they dictate what is, you know, seen on a global scale and what isn't. So when the Black Lives Matter movement first came about, I was a little suspect of it just from the gate because it seemed like it had a bunch of different motives behind it. It wasn't just about the Black Lives Matter. It was also about the LGBT community. It was so many different things tied to it that it didn't seem like it was authentic. And then you can see who's the financial backing of it. And I'm always leery anytime there's a wealthy Caucasian funding a movement that is supposed to be for us. When we don't fund it, someone else funds it, it kind of tells you, okay, there's a control basis somewhere that has nothing to do with us. Yeah. And the people that fund, the man that funds Black Lives Matter, the man that funded it, is a wealthy Caucasian person. I'm pretty sure he's in the group that they call the They. I'm pretty sure he's a part of that group, part of some type of secret society of some sort. He's funding the movement. So just knowing that in itself leads me to believe that the movement is not authentic. It's not grassroots. It's not of the people, and especially how quickly it jumped on the scene. Like normally,
I think it's keeping us unfocused.
It is. It became a popular hashtag. But the fact that you even have to say that is kind of crazy. Like you'll never hear me say Black Lives Matter. I don't have to say my life matter for my life to matter. My life just matters. I don't have to say it. I don't have to use a hashtag or a popular saying. My life just matters. When I wake up, my life matters. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to say it. But when you peel back the layers of the movement, you'll see that there's a hidden hand in the movement. So that to me takes away from its authenticity.
Okay. Pat, did you have any comments, any questions? I know we can't stay on here long with Almost Deaf because he has another engagement after.
Well, I'm still stuck on the parts about performing situations and doing things in our own community. I know you say it'll take a few generations, but stuff like what? Having our own police, like the boy that killed the man up the road? Stuff like what?
Stuff like what? Like, for instance, it's like if you look at a school board, you know how a school board is set up, and they have a superintendent, and they have a bunch of people on the board, and they kind of dictate where the money goes in the school in that city. They dictate the curriculum that is being taught in the overall schools. It's the same. You set it up in the same format where you have a board of people that have specific jobs, and you have maybe one or two people, they're over the financial side of things. So they're about the fundraising and bringing money in to have a way to pay the people that are in the other positions. Then you have another group that they're coming up with the code of conduct for the community. And then you have another group, they're putting together a police force, or they're putting together a watch force. And then that watch force gets the code of conduct, and they go out and enforce that. So that was just a quick overview, but basically you set it up to where you put people in position, you give them different jobs, that you give them different job titles that will deal with the overall community, because you can't deal with every little small nuance. You have to deal with the policing of the community and the crime. You have to deal with the education of the community. You have to deal with the health of the community. If you start with those,
and
that's focuses,
that's been done before, though, Pat.
Yeah, it has been. Well, the Black Panther Party, they started. They did something very similar. They started with they tried to initiate a health standpoint when they went to the breakfast program with the kids. They started trying to bring people in and give them a code of conduct to live by, and they policed their own community. So they basically gave us a blueprint of what to do.
We need to start this out of control. It's getting worse. I know by the time it's going to be something else to report. I wake up in the morning, it's going to be a new case. It's never the same city, never the same police force. You know, so that means it's everywhere.
You know.
Yeah, it has to be addressed. A lot of people are not paying attention to it yet. They're not taking it serious yet because maybe they don't realize how serious it is. If it doesn't affect me, I don't really pay attention to it. I mean, something has to be done. We have to take some approach. Whether we got to talk about it every day, every month, every year, until some change comes, and while these other steps are being implemented. So I think
our money speaks for us, though. If we stop spending our money and stop investing in some of this stuff that's out here and put it into our community, we'll start seeing, because stuff will stop coming up missing.
Yeah,
when
but
we putting our money in, it matters.
It has to be organized, we're going to do this this particular day and expect the majority to participate in it for their field. But if you do something like that, just doing it in Liberty City and Jacksonville, got one city doing it, and that ain't going to, you know, that don't cut it. It has to be, it's some kind of, you know, it has to be on a whole, it has to be a major overhaul done, and you know, small steps, big steps. It just has to be some steps made in the right direction. Because I keep saying the same thing every time you turn around. It's something different. You know, we're not really anxious and excited as we will be if it happens directly to us or somebody directly tied to us. We'll react differently. Some of us are acting accordingly. Some of us are acting shy and bashful and acting like they don't understand what's going on. But it's serious, you know. It's not made up. I post up every day, and I say, I didn't make this up. I didn't create this. This is real. This is true. And I don't know anybody in any of these situations. But every day is several different different. And the majority of them are on camera, and the majority of them, you never hear about it again. If you don't find it like this, you're not going to hear about it. They don't put it on the Channel 6 news, I mean on the 6 o'clock news, unless it's directly from that particular city. But it's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about. And it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse. That's my thing.
Well, I know most definitely. Do you have any final thoughts on this whole thing before you go? I know you're leaving in a second or two.
The only thing I can say to answer the brother's question is any person that you know that you call a friend, a family member, you know, try to sit down and have a conversation with them regarding the subject matter and seeing what you and that person or you and those people can come up with. And start there, you know, start with your loved ones and see if they'll stand with you in building something or constructing something that can help move your community forward. And if you just, if you do that step, that can lead to the next step.
Right.
And then my
mm-hmm.
last point is, I think one of the biggest things we need to do is learn the law. That's one thing we don't know. A lot of people don't even know that they changed from maritime to admiralty law. A lot of people don't even know that that means that parts of the Constitution don't even apply anymore.
Anymore, right.
At all. So that is a huge thing that we all need to do in our spare time. Go get the Black's Law Dictionary and start trying to read up on the law. So when things do happen, we'll have some type of
reference
to say what our rights are and what they aren't. Because a lot of us have the misconception that we have certain rights that we no longer have.
And isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
It's very crazy. It's very crazy.
They changed the law completely.
So anytime things like that happen, a lot of times we don't know. But when we do learn of it, we need to go and master that so we can be prepared for what's coming. Because things are going to keep coming. They're going to keep trying to escalate. In my opinion, maritime law is what we're on now. We're in admiralty law. Maritime law was the
admiralty
law that we were in. Admiralty law. It's called admiralty law. It's the law of the sea.
Right. It was maritime. Right.
It was maritime. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mojave. We certainly appreciate it, and we hope to come on our show another day, another time. As always, we like to talk black at 7 p.m.
Give me a shout ahead of time. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, anytime.
I appreciate y'all for even doing what y'all doing right now. What y'all doing is a big step.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, bro.
You too, bro.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Pat, okay. I have so many people on our chat that has so much to say. It's crazy. So, I know last week we talked about the story of OJ. And some of our listeners, I promised that I would play it again. And some of our listeners missed it. So we're going to play the story of OJ. It's still very fitting to the situation because, again, no matter what you are, you know, whether you're rich, famous, poor, if you're black, you are still black. We've seen profiling happen for all of us, whatever our status is. Here recently, we had the first black female state attorney be profiled, and they couldn't even tell her why they stopped her. So I promise that I'll play the song, and so we're going to do just that, Pat. We're going to play the song, Story of OJ, and we'll be right back.
Yellow. light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga. OJ like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today it's worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Coming at you, freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all is still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga.
Back. So that is the story of OJ, and ironically, we're playing it today, but my understanding is OJ just went up for, what is it called, Pat?
Parole.
Help me out.
Yeah, he get parole.
Parole,
he'll be
thank
out
you.
By October 1st. By
October 1st. So he is another situation where I guess he felt like the color of his skin didn't matter, and they pretty much showed him that they was going to get him regardless. And they finally did, and I still, after looking at the thing on Inside Edition, I feel like that hotel thing was a setup, and they and he fell for the okey-doke. They say he was stealing his memorabilia, but, you know,
yeah,
that's a whole nother situation.
He
fell right into it. He went right for the okey-doke, and they end up getting him. That family was determined that he killed her, even though he got off, and he still had to pay money, which is crazy. But he is up for parole, and I know a lot of people have so many things to say about this song, but again, I played it tonight because, number one, it was requested by a lot of you, and two, it's very fitting for the conversation because, you know, no matter what our status is, as long as we have a skin that's black, we are not immune to this situation. Most Def brought up something that was very true. Police in our own communities, that is nothing new that has happened with the Black Panthers. It was another group prior to them that did it. and was a success. It was the law enforcement and the media that made them out to be a gang, and that's how things got turned. So if you have not or do not know the history on the Black Panthers and initially what it was doing, then you need to do some research, because they were not just, they were not a gang. They were a group of people who wanted to police their own neighborhood. And they was doing just fine. And just like any other leader that we have, whether it's Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, you name them, they found a way to get rid of the leaders. And basically the Black Panthers fail. But they still exist, people. Do not be fooled. All right? Do not be fooled and think they do not exist, because they do. In addition to that, I did not know about the difference in laws changing. So that's something I'm definitely going to do my research on, about the laws changing. And I think he brought up a good point. If we're ignorant to the law and how it applies to us, how can we fight back?
Yeah, but that's crazy. I mean, you see, now, if you remember a couple weeks ago, I said every time we get close, they change the rules. I just threw that out there because it was true. But I had no idea that we were not under maritime law anymore, and I don't think too many other people knew that. So now you're watching these cop watch videos, and you think you know what you're saying, and you prepare for it, but half of it doesn't even apply anymore. And probably the half that doesn't apply is the general half that everybody think they know. But now they changed something that's serious. This law been in, man, we have been in the maritime law forever, and they turn around and change it to what he said, universal law?
No, it's not universal. It's entity.
Entity law? Either way, it's something like that.
Right, they changed it.
How can they change that? And I mean, that's been broadcast and displayed.
They're
and
not,
everybody
but the things,
supposed to know
the things that are important are not broadcasting.
Man, that's ridiculous, man. That's wild.
They're not
going to
broadcast it, because if they educate us on it, we know how to fight back against it. But again, like these, everything has been changed. These bills that are being passed in the Senate and the House and all these different things, they don't even read the bills. You
but
know, these things
that,
are.
We know. We know these. We're just getting it after the fact. We're privy to that. They're letting us know we didn't talk to nobody. We didn't ask anybody. We didn't discuss it. We changed it. Okay, we understand that. But no matter, we don't know how long the law has been changed. And if we hadn't spoken to most deaf, we still wouldn't know they changed the maritime law.
Right.
The law of the land. They changed that. And it wasn't important enough for them to, you know, for us to know that. So now somebody who knows a little bit about it is steady running into a brick wall and has no idea. Everybody on the other side know, but we don't know. We steady hollering something and screaming something. We think that it makes a difference. Something we think is applicable,
right.
But it's not, because we don't even know they changed the laws. That don't tell you something. I mean, of course he said you can get a law book, but who's going to think to go down and get their law book and actually read up on the law, expecting to know that they changed the law, so now I got to relearn the law, like they changed the playbook when you moved to another football team. This law of the
right,
land, this
right,
law
right.
of the land, been in, it's been in place forever, but they changed it, and you don't even know. Crazy. I know something.
I'm going to do some research on it, because I really can't speak a lot about it, but I'm looking it up as we speak, and it has been changed.
Well,
and I just have to do some research on how.
Whoever's responsible for the organizing and, you know, whatever they may have going on in other states, they need to find a way to start planting seeds all over, start building organizations all over. You know, so everybody will basically be on one accord. So when we get to this level in Philadelphia, we're almost on that same level in Tennessee. When we get to this level in over here, everybody is basically on the same level, because
maybe that's another show I could do. Invite some Black Panthers to speak on what the reform is for Black Panthers policing their own communities and the law of the land and how all of that matters.
Something had to happen, because the wheels have to stay in motion. You know, we are already behind, and it's like we're moving backwards. Anyway, we have to start somewhere, and we have to go forward. It's bad enough we got a lot of our own people find something wrong with everything that we attempt, everything that we say.
We got some of our own people contradicting and, you know, throwing monkey wrenches in the programs and backstabbing. But back to the matter at hand, we have to find a way in order to make notice of what's going on. And I try to document everything. Anytime somebody mentions something to me, like I got a homeboy in Mariana. He was telling me about how him and his dad had an episode, I think maybe last week, and how the Mariana Police Department basically did what they wanted to do to them and wronged them. And then when his dad came on the scene, these two grown men now, his dad is probably about 70 years old. They took both of them to jail. They changed the rules right there on the scene, took both of them. And all I could ask him was, did you video? You know, did you get any kind of proof? Did you cell phone anything? Send it to me. You can't fight it or you can't complain about it. Send it to me. I post it. I got all kind of stuff. I'm ready to delete Messenger. I'm ready to delete it because it's like every time something comes up, you know, expose this, make this go viral, make that go viral. And it's that much going on that needs to go viral. It's everywhere. And you think about the stuff that isn't viral. You think about the people that didn't have a chance to video. You think about the people that's been over the years been going through the exact same thing, but nobody had a phone. Nobody had a camera to record. Nobody wouldn't listen to them. You know, this police corruption and brutality, it's been going on forever. You can go back. It's been going on. They are not killing anybody the way they're killing us. And it's you see an innocent man get shot down, but then you turn around and see another man with a weapon pointing and making aggressive moves, and the worst you do is talk him down and handcuff him and, you know, consort with him. Cause talk, you know, you want to talk to him now. But you see another man with his hands in his air, in the air, and he get wet up. I'm talking about so many instances we've seen on camera where they're shooting multiple rounds at unarmed black men. I mean, we got to say, we got to call it like what it is. You know, it's overzealous. Right. It's overzealous. It's officers coming to work already in their mind. I'm coming. This is what I come to do. You know,
yeah,
I come to restore
too.
Order. Right. I come to restore order accordingly. However, I feel like I may want to approach and whatever method I feel like I may use, I'm going to use that. Why? Because I'm back. I'm back. I got the best backing in the land. You know, I'm above the law. I'm not serving and protecting. I'm meeting out punishment accordingly. According to me, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm above the law because there's so many times that they've shown us over the last few years where you don't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you see. I mean, I have so many cases and so many videos and stuff that I've seen that I didn't even post. It's going on. I mean, I'm not just saying this. Again, we're not making this up. The stuff that I post all day, every day, is never the same. I didn't post the same killing from or the wronging from yesterday. I didn't post that. I posted something totally different today. I posted a few of them today already. And when I sit down this evening and go back through my account, I'm going to have more. Stuff that happened last night, stuff happening today, I get some of that tomorrow. But it's going on and on. And if it don't bother me, I don't bother it. You know, you could be right next door with it, but it ain't in my yard, so I'm not paying attention to it. It's not in your yard right now. But what's going to happen when it does find your yard? You're going to expect me to be there.
Right, or when it's one of your children.
You're going to expect me to be there. You know,
right.
And that's what we have to have more of that today. We have to have more eyes, more hands, more voices. It's not going to change anything, of course, but we got to do something. You know, I know you're tired of people. You're tired of the police telling you, don't ask me any questions. What you mean, don't ask me? When that happened? When did it implement that? Well, I can't ask you a question. I can curse and all if I want to. You can't tell me I can't curse. I just want some understanding.
Right.
I can't even get understanding anymore. It's that bad. I can't even talk to you anymore. I'm scared to talk to you. You talk to me like I'm a child, about my child. Where do I fit in now? Tell me what am I to do. Exactly what you say?
Well, you should. I mean, we all know freedom of speech ain't free no more. But you should be able to voice how you feel, what you feel, without being kicked, punched, and retaliated against because you said what you feel. And I think a lot of this is what's happening now. See, one of the things that's not been and has not been addressed in these last 5 minutes, let's address it. A lot of our officers have mental health issues that have not been addressed. When they've done killings in the past or been, just like soldiers have PTSD, so does officers. But they don't address it. So these same officers that are suffering from this stuff, that this, they are going through this job and it's taking havoc on their mind and their body, they don't have anything lined up for them. If they don't voluntarily do it, they're not getting sent somewhere in order for it to be taken care of. So here we are. We got Lucy Goosey out here who's trying to patrol our streets. What, it should have been a normal ticket. Now you got a real shooting. Because he's stressed out. He think every time you move left, you pulling something out. That's not the kind of officers we need on the street. But again, like most of them said, we beating a dead horse because it's not, we playing by their rules. Now we need to create our own community and our own rules and police our own communities. That way, guess what? We're not calling them for anything.
Well,
we got enough money
is,
in our black community pack, literally, where we could build our own stuff.
Well, we need to start. We need to start. We gotta do something leading up to that.
But that was what most of us were saying. We've been conditioned so much that we don't realize what we have. And so until we are unconditioned, and I agree, it will take some time. But people like me, people like you, it's a lot of us out there. We just need to find one another and band together. That's how stuff becomes, things get done. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are scared, believe it or not. I've spoken to so many people just to join our show. I have people on the line now, but they choose not to speak. It's just in fear of their job, in fear of what people will think of them. I've offered them to be anonymous again.
Well,
people
maybe they'll get the courage next time. Maybe they'll get the courage. Maybe this is, like you said, this might be a good step. I didn't get a chance to speak this time, but maybe next time the topic, maybe I'll speak. You know, they might have it has to start. That's the bottom line. You know, you can't get anywhere if you don't start the car, or if you don't start walking or driving or riding. You can't get anywhere. You can't get there unless you mentally get there, and that's not good enough. The mental is the problem. That's not good enough. You know, it has to be steps. Somebody got to be over here. It has to be working. We got to be working. We got to be diligent all the time. Whatever we're focusing on, whatever we're addressing, it has to be constant. There has to be something going on over here. There has to be something going on over there. There has to be something going on over here. Everything working in one direction, trying to get somewhere. Because, you know, I mean, I know y'all probably tired of hearing it, but I think it's to that point. You don't see it yet because you don't see it on our news, but it's to that point. Every day is something different, and it's not going to change by itself. It's not going to change because we wanted to change.
Right. It has to be some action taking place. But I think for our next show, I'm going to try my best to get somebody from the new Black Panther Party to join the conversation. Because I think this is a good start to something. And I think as time goes on, maybe we can get more people who want to invest. Like one of our people on Mentor Being Power was like, hell, he on our chat group, he said we could start our own bank. But until people realize that they can, until our community band together and realize that we can, we're going to be stuck in this in this place where we are in a system, and it's a never-ending system. He's like,
yeah,
the system
we need
includes
more.
Not
we
just...
We need more than Omar. We need more than Omar Johnson and a few others.
Yeah.
We need more than to say, well, this is what's going on. We need somebody everywhere. Somebody has to make the announcement. Somebody has to – if you don't know, you don't know. If you knew better, you would do better. If we can do all these things, we need somebody saying that we can do these things and starting the wheels in motion instead of just saying it. Everybody, we say it, we've been hearing it. We need action. We be talking about decades, you know, generations. We definitely need to start so we can see some kind of change.
They donate, don't GoFundMe for everything else. Maybe we can GoFundMe and open up our own community banks and our own community stuff. Wonder who would donate to that. As long as somebody's shot and hurt, they might donate to that. But I feel
something.
Like the
we
things
need
that we
to
need
something.
To, right, we're not doing what we should be doing in order to become better as people. Again, they terminating us left and right. So until we open our eyes, I mean, some people choosing to stay blind. I'm not understanding why, but we are in a place where you, if you have sons, I have a son, I have a daughter, they're brown, and without me teaching them, then who do they have? But we are at the end of our show. We are really appreciate you guys, especially our online people. So until next Thursday, let's talk black at 7 p.m.
Don't forget to check out the crew each and every Thursday night, 7 p.m. right here on M6 Radio, your number one station for indie artists across the world. It's M6 Radio.